Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tits and teeth.
I think I've got sausages, man. I'm going to stuff my teeth too.
Are we rolling? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. You will have seen a small trailer there for, if you're watching on the YouTube, a small trailer for the SSE gig that I'm doing in October, which seemed to have been swept onto the carpet quite a bit. But we'll be doing the SSE, so get your tickets, ticketmaster.ie. We move on to the ads. You'll never guess who is sponsoring this week's podcast.
I have an idea.
Who is it?
Is it Manscaped?
It is Manscaped. They are the premium nut shaver in the world.
Absolute. The scrotch shorters.
They've done it. They've done the Kleenex. They've done the Hoover thing where they have, you know, you'll see a different branded.
The Kleenex?
Yeah, like, you know, Americans are like, pass me a Kleenex. And you're like, but they're not Kleenex branded.
Gotcha.
They've done that thing. Gotcha. Hoover. Give me the Hoover. It's a Dyson.
It's a vacuum.
It's a Hoover. Yeah, you know what I mean? They've done, like, you'll see an unbranded nut shaver in someone's house, and you'll be like, oh, is that your Manscaped?
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's what they've done. They've absolutely just swamped the market. And if you've got those swampy balls, man, the segue.
Yeah. It's swampy weather. Look.
It's swampy weather, and it's coming into summer, and you're going to be one of coming into someone. So
keep them smooth.
Keep them smooth.
Like a dolphin's belly.
Like a dolphin's belly. Yep. Like a... yeah. And if you shave around the back, it'll be like a dolphin's back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hair free. Manscaped. If you listen to this, but this is what I always encourage people to get the full care package. They've got the wash bag, the boxers, the ball toner, the ball deodorant. It's all in there. It's a full package for your package. You made that up. And if you go to manscaped.com, use code GEMBAT1, you get fucking 20% off.
Is there a woman skipped?
It doesn't matter. I've said this before.
You can use it on flaps too.
If you took it to a pair of flaps, I don't think it wouldn't be like, oh, I don't. This isn't my jurisdiction. It would be from
my jurisdiction. It would be putting the dick in jurisdiction.
It would be straight in there. You know what I mean? You'd have that. You'd have that smooth peach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, Jim bought one for 20% off.
The barefoot camel.
The barefoot camel.
Great name for a bar.
So yeah, manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAT1 for 20% off. Do we have another one? Calm? We're also sponsored by the Calm app. If you are feeling stressed or overwhelmed by life, download the Calm app. And it has guided meditations, breathing exercises. And it when I say the word Calm app, my voice does change like that.
I have to say, it's definitely much better than what I do whenever I'm overcome by the stress of life. Where I download a gun with one bullet.
Yes.
And obviously you don't want to be doing that.
You don't want to do that. You 3D print it in your house.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. But I'm too moisturized to actually do anything with it. So I find it's better just to breathe.
It is. Yeah. It's got the nighttime stories for adults. Mm-hmm. It's got all that stuff in there. And if you go to calm.com, use the code BANTER, you get 40% off your year subscription. What a day. Let's start this goddamn podcast.
Fuck up, dude?
You can hear all the stuff today.
I can, babe. Podcast with Colin
Jettis. Speaking of Calm, we wanted to go straight in on a rant about being in IKEA with our other halves. Why do they do it?
I don't get it. I went in specifically for a shower curtain.
Yes.
Because I keep it working class.
A classy guy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even have a shower. I just like curtains.
Get shower curtains for my actual curtains.
Yeah. And the amount of arguments we had, because walking through IKEA, I was like, oh, I think I need to get some new glasses for the kitchen. And then I went, what about them? She went, no. I was like, what about them? No. So what about these? And I went, no. And then what about them? She went, no.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting the one that she wanted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you didn't even live here.
Yeah. I don't know what
the only thing that saved it was that at one point we came to the toilet bit and she pretended to take a shit in one of the toilets. And I was like, okay, now we're best friends again. But up until then, yeah. I was like, if we get near any kind of cutlery, there's a good chance you're going to lose some blood.
Yeah. We were in there the other day for 2.5 hours.
Fuck off.
2.5. And I said the morning, you know when people do like the full track, they go around the, yeah, you know, the laid out walkway.
You go meatballs, track, hot dog, home.
No, you go fucking, you go, what do you want? And then you go through the like fire exit sideways, yeah, to get to the fucking bit. But yeah, Maureen was buying our child needs a bed now because he can basically scale walls like, mm-hmm, like a demon.
Like a Spider-Man?
Yes, Spider-Man, Spider-Boy. And so we're looking for a mattress and she sat on every mattress.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is for a child who has no weight in his body. You know what I mean? So you're fucking fat ass in that bed. Colin, lying that, how does it feel? I feel the cement. Aye. On any bed, like I lie down, my arse cheek is on the ground, like. So I was just like, yes, yes. And then we ended up going, and then finally she came around and was like, I think we just get the cheapest one. And I was like, correct.
Aye.
Because it'll be covered in piss and fucking bulk in, aye, like no time. And then we get round and it wasn't even in stock, so that was good. We just had to buy a random, aye, one anyway. So yeah,
I will. I should have thrown in the shower curtain now and then, for it wasn't in stock either.
Yeah, do you know the little paper tape measures they give you?
Yeah,
try to hang myself several times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just ripped. Aye. It wouldn't even go around. But yeah, that was fucking annoying. This is the other thing. Our house is a disaster because we moved in before lockdown, right? So as one room kind of gets done, the shit goes into the next room.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, we do this bedroom up a little bit, shit goes into this other room. So what used to be my little office in the house, I was like, right, I'm fucking emptying this room, getting rid of everything. I'm going to have a little sort of like, I don't know what the word would be, like study. Mm-hmm. You know, like put a TV up. You know, if you want to watch something, I'll go down here.
Aye.
We'll keep our passports. We'll keep all our shit down here. It's like a little office in the house. I was like, I'm just going to buy a fucking unit. I'm going to put a TV on it and shelves. And then we get there and then it's like, but you know, did you measure what size? What size is it? Is that, I wanted to touch the roof. And I was like, I don't really give a fuck what you want.
Yeah.
I want it today is what I want. Nightmare. Put the seats down the car, Michael. I put the seats down the car. I didn't even use the space.
I'm getting these sort of weird flashbacks now. There's still too much anger in me to publicly talk about it without putting my relationship in jeopardizing it.
Yeah.
But there are times I've felt myself, I just want to grab her by the face and go, fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And then gently push her away and go, I love you.
Yeah.
But there's moments where I'm like, I just want to smush her mouth up and go, stop using that. For 2 seconds.
I mean, the saddest thing of all time is when you go to IKEA, look at a thing, you don't get it. Then you spend all of your energy and time in there.
Yeah.
And then you have to push this fucking like trolley back to the car and like lump shit into the car that you didn't even fucking want.
I also think IKEA has designed it specifically to piss men off. Because right when you get to the end and you think, oh, I can see the exit, smelly candles. So now you have to stand behind a woman sniffing every fucking one of them.
Yeah. Maureen's. Nice. I took a photo of Maureen in that Evoca shop and she literally was like half out of her mind because she'd just be like,
just like paraffin.
Just Wim Hof in the fucking, the candles in the way around.
Yep. there's been several places I've been with my girlfriend where I've just seen them change. Just become like wee knickknack shops.
Oh, yeah. That Evoca shop, I was like, this is only for wealthy housewives,
yeah,
who have nothing to do, and they go, do you think it'd be nice if I bought this little bowl to set all my rings in?
Yeah.
Beside the what?
Oh yeah,
you want a bowl for rings?
I bought a dry body a while ago, so it's a big hair dryer you put clothes in.
Surely you're dry enough.
Well, it was pre-pee.
You need a wet body.
just any kind of friend would love it. It's basically a fucking tent that blows hot air clothes. Doesn't dry them, doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting in my house for a year now. And it was all here's times that I've been in like candle shops or a Primark.
Yeah.
Don't even, because we end up going to Primark after IKEA.
Oh, right? I'd blow my brains out.
Walking into Primark, my girlfriend goes, don't let me buy anything. I'm just in to get a brown pants. And then I did what she told me to do, and we had a fight in the way out of Primark. She's like, you never let me shop. And I'm like, you literally told me to stop you from buying more clothes. But I don't understand how a woman can go into like a stunned silence in a Yankee Candle shop, but can't fuck up during a film. I don't understand. The amount of times...
I'm the talker during a film, I must say.
I'm fucking... The amount of times during films or documentaries with... every woman I've ever went out with, they'll be, oh my God, oh Jesus, oh fuck me, right? See, I would never do that. No, I would never do that because I don't understand why anybody can. And then 10 minutes later, they go, who's he? And I'm like, I don't even know. Because I've been listening to you.
Yeah, see, that was me.
The whole way through.
That was me last night.
As far
night.
As I know, this movie said A New Hope. The galaxy is in turmoil. Some guy's breathing weird. And now I don't know who's that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Bruce Willis film should be called The Fifth Sense because I didn't get the ending of it because you talked the whole way fucking through it.
That was, I'll be honest, that was me last night during that fucking Kevin Hart movie.
I was gonna talk to you, yeah.
Like, it's about where he fucking, you know, like they fucking abseil the inside of the building and just kick through a window at the side of a fucking skyscraper. And I was like, they're built to withstand earthquakes.
In fairness,
he won't fucking slide down and dink his wee boots off it and it smashes. Are you mental?
In fairness, I did do that during Uncharted, the Tom Holland thing. So it was a PlayStation game.
Okay.
And they've made the movie out of it. And there's a bit in that where he falls to the back of a plane. And he's jumping from all these different cargo things to try and get back into the plane
mm-hmm.
while it's still attached.
Yeah.
Then he falls out of the plane again. And then him and this girl get onto one of the cargo things and pull the parachute on the cargo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the parachute deployeth. But just before they hit the water.
Yeah.
And I was like, you'd be dead. Like,
yeah.
You'd 100% be dead. And the two of them just like come up.
There's a bit in that Kevin Hart movie where like there's a shootout in the fucking, it's like a cargo plane. And they shoot, and there's a hole in the window,
uh-huh.
and it's all like, doot, 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 like we're losing cabin pressure. And then literally in the next scene, they've killed everybody, and they're in the fucking cockpit, and your man takes his phone off Kevin Hart and opens a window like it's a fucking caravan, throws the phone out. And I was like, where's the plane not crashing now? You fucking gimps.
Yeah. I've got like a couple of times, having watched the Fast and Furious movies back.
Well, you have to. You have to for research, mean, don't you?
Just because she was talking during it. They'd be like, that wouldn't explode.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure, they do it all the time. Like, they shoot through a fucking petrol can and it just does nothing.
I remember watching that on Jeremy Clark. Jeremy Clarkson did, like, a fucking... A two-part series all about guns.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, from the... It was actually quite interesting.
Is that the one where he, like, hides behind a door?
Yeah, he shows you what happens if you were to hide behind a door. You'd be double dead.
Yeah.
Because the bits of the door go in you, too.
Oh, unbelievable.
I think it's the same one where he stands right beside a transit van with an AK-47 and misses it. Like he just goes...
Yeah.
And the gun just fucking... doesn't hit it once.
I know. It's unbelievable.
But it was weird about that. There was a point in that I always remember that they're in LA and a guy is in with a head injury. And they're like, oh, your chances of surviving a gunshot to the head are actually fucking quite high compared to like getting shot in the stomach or something.
Yeah.
Partly according to this fucking doctor.
Yeah. Not my body.
Yeah.
Shoot my head.
Excuse me, please.
Excuse me. Ding.
But I watched, I don't know if you've seen the girl in the picture, the Netflix documentary.
I haven't seen it yet.
Bring tissues. Because you'll
tits
come.
In it.
You'll come. it's all about murdering strippers, you know what I mean?
What about the flies? Well, that shirt and those glasses, you just tell people we're in Puerto Rico. He's the one. The flies.
Fucking Porto Darno.
Portadino.
It's fucking.
I mean, like.
I want to go full Karate Kid and just.
Do you reckon there's fucking. You know, like, you know, you see all these fucking incels, like, they witness, you know, like, oh, there was a shooting somewhere and this person's now, like, infamous. And then they're like, I'm going to do that. Do you reckon people see Netflix documentaries that are, like, a hit and they're like, that's my dream one day. I'm going to start slicing bitches up till I'm in
maybe
a fucking.
Like,
I'm in a documentary.
I was watching that. Fuck, I can't remember the name, but I think there's a bunch of different. There's episodes that are like different topics.
Yeah.
But one of them is, remember that swatting thing that went on for a while? Where people would be playing games online.
Oh, why are you talking about that? Yeah.
And then
were we talking about this in the last podcast? Swatting, when you like send a fucking...
You send a SWAT team to the guy's house. But one guy was like, I'd gone to jail for it, came out, immediately started doing it again. And so you could basically DM him on Twitter, tell him who to SWAT. And then he would phone the cops and be all fucking, pretend he was distressed and whatever. But he ended up getting a guy killed. And there was this weird thing of like, they basically were going, who goes to jail for that? Like, is it the cop who shot him? You would go, well, yeah. But then you're like, well, the cop who shot him was told there was something fucking heinous going on and was all fucking primed for a guy with a gun.
There's heinous behavior.
Then there's like, is it the guy who told the swatter to do it or is it the swatter? Like, who, is there anything illegal about daring somebody online to do something and then they do it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I dare say there'd be like that whole thing would just
I know, but then it's like, you know, and, you know, you see like people being like, you know, someone going like, oh, I feel suicidal. And then someone's like, ah, you know, online is like, ah, fucking kill yourself. And then they do.
Aye.
You know, who's at fault?
Yeah.
Weird. But I do, what's in the girl in the picture?
So, and I watched it, and again, watching my girlfriend, so a lot of times I was like, would you just, shh. So, basically it starts off with this woman, these two guys find a dead woman, or it's not quite dead, but she's been like, on the brink of death.
Yeah.
Find her at the side of the road.
She's had a wild handling.
Wild handling. Her husband comes in, who's like older than her, and he's like, let's move a son together, fucking what's going on. She eventually dies. Then I think the guy goes missing with the kid. It's that, when there's that much in it, that I would have to, I honestly have to watch it again. But it basically turns out that when they tried to find the woman's details, or the phone hit the woman's mom to tell her mom that she was dead, the woman's like, my daughter died fucking 18 years ago. She was only a year old. So she's got a fake ID. And then it turns out, it's like basically her husband is her dad, who wasn't her actual dad. He abducted her when she was fucking two, and then spent the years like
just raising her.
But,
what a guy.
But also raping her. Then married her, right?
Well, cut that out.
Then she had a kid. She had a kid that went into foster care.
Right.
After she died, her kid went into foster care. Right. The dad then abducted the kid from school. But before he abducted the kid from school, they did a paternity test. So the dad, that her husband, wasn't the kid's dad because he was also pimping her out. So she got pregnant from him pimping her out as a prostitute. So then she had two other kids that got adopted. So they're able to trace back. Basically, the whole thing is like they found out she was fucking some cunt. Some like got abducted 22 years before. It's insane. I'm not making it sound riveting. There's too much in it.
And you were able to masturbate to that.
It just said, are you still watching Netflix? It was halfway through. I was like, may as well keep going. But it was really fucking like.
Where do these people get the energy?
Man.
You know?
The guy himself had been in jail for abducting a kid. Got out. They didn't go on their parole hearing one day. And they were just like, ah, oh, right, well, he's on the run. Never found him again. Then the wee girl who got abducted. So he abducted this three kids, put two of them in an orphanage, kept his fucking soon-to-be wife. Her ma went to the cops, and they were like, well, so her ma was I know. It's like EastEnders.
We need a chalkboard.
You need fucking string and a fucking. So the ma got married to this guy in the 80s, right? He abducted the kids. When she went to the police.
Whose ma?
The dead woman's ma.
Right.
Biological ma.
Right.
Right. So the dead woman's biological ma got married to this fucking psycho. He abducted her and the dead woman and two other kids. Put the two other kids in an orphanage, fucked off with the. She wasn't dead at the time. She was just a wee baby, right? When the ma went to the police went, well, he's you're legally married to him. So this is a civil matter, it's got nothing to do with the cops. And the ma just went, ah, oh, well, I suppose she's away then, and just never looked for
her. Now, clip it. That's the clip.
Yeah. That's the whole, just like with, doo-doom. Yeah,
like fucking 7 minutes.
Net mix.
And her ma wasn't her ma, but she was adopted, so, and she was pregnant to a pimp.
The fucking pimp was a bad bastard. And then there was some other woman who was like, I have abducted my ma family within 5 years. And that's not even part of the documentary. She just happened to be.
She's just bragging at the
yeah,
side.
She's just like,
I got found.
Yeah. Nah.
You didn't?
Yeah. Madeline, best of luck.
Oh my God. Is this one documentary?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it now.
It's intense. Like, I'm going to watch it again on my own, but just with like, 20 fags. Oh, that's wild.
Just make a wee note to the highlighter. Jesus. And where's her dad? Wasn't dead yet.
Fuck, you had a vinegar shelf right now.
What a strange. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was watching that at 9 a.m. after the gym. Like, still sweaty.
Do you reckon that, you know, so if someone had, like, abducted someone, and sort of raised them, but was also being horrible to them. They would threaten them with like, I could have just fucking killed you.
Aye.
Eat your breakfast.
I could have left you with your ma. I mean, shh, what, nothing. You have said too much. You couldn't even speak Portuguese before I met you. You're running with me English, girl. Fuck's sake.
That is fucking intense.
It's insane. Like, it really
why
is.
Why is that? But what, like, that's everybody's, that's everyone's evening now, these days. Just
watching,
falling asleep horrible to shit. The sound of, it must be like comforting to some people.
I weirdly can fall asleep to the opening of Saving Private Ryan, so the sound of guns makes me nod off. Lurgan. Yeah.
Don't gotta, look at it. It's don't
gotta,
look.
It's got to be the screams as well. Yeah, absolutely.
You lucky bastard. Blink. Yeah, I can fall asleep to the sound of the war in the Ukraine. It's mainly silence.
Aye.
And then just in the distance.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What about the old Georgia Guidestones getting blown up?
Aye, I don't know what they are.
Near the aisle. I quickly listened to our podcast before you got here today.
I seen somebody posted, now, it might be somebody I follow on Instagram who's a bit fucking tinfoil hattie. I just want to see what they're, but...
Gordo?
Yeah, no,
Connor?
Beyond Gordo. Beyond
that's
Gordo.
Your, that's your
Netflix documentary.
I'm fucking beyond Gordo right now.
It's just Gordo using a manscape. It was...
Gordo in like Spanish, it means fat.
Does it?
Yeah. So if he was in Spain, they're like, wait, guess you, what is your name? ¿Qué llamo? He'd be like, Gordo. And he'd be like, I am aware of, yes.
Sí.
But what is your name? Gordo.
Yeah, sure. Muy, muy yes. Gordo.
You keep saying, he is like Hodor, but he just keeps saying Gordo all the time. Yeah, and no, I was actually listening to this podcast. I don't know. There are a set of old stones that just appeared.
Is there some satanic shit about it though? There always is.
Aye. If I had to guess, I would say it was probably just some like Georgia Guidestones right there. It was probably just back in the day some like culty rich guy
Aye. Threw
these up. But they've got a load of like commandment things on them, which people read a lot into because it sounds very like New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them make a lot of sense. You know, a lot of it's supposed to be the guidelines for like, you know, a nice.
Aye. Don't abduct thy daughter.
Don't abduct thy daughter. Mm-hmm. Don't pimp out thy daughter to some, and then turns out to be his man. Yes.
If thy daughter goes missing. Look for thy daughter.
Yes. Absolute handling.
Absolutely. It's disgusting behavior.
But disgusting. But then, obviously, you know, the conspiracies today are like, why did they blow it up? Because there's no proof of, like, anybody leaving a bomb there or any right. That sort of shit.
I saw it getting knocked down by it with the digger.
But yeah, that's also weird. Like, it fucking blew up. It didn't fully destroy them. It, like, destroyed one of them. And then the next, like, first thing in the morning, there's a digger just smashing into bits.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those weird things where they thought it would be cool to do, and then everyone's like, "Oh my god, what's that?
What does that mean?"
And then in the background, like fucking all sorts of shit's happening.
No, I think everybody's heightened to the whole "what the fuck's going on" situation because obviously the world's fucked at the minute.
It's the dates that get me. You know, when people are like, "Oh, it was destroyed on the 7th of 7th. That's George Bush's birthday," and you're like, "Yeah, dates happen every year.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Dates happen all the time. You'll find fucking something."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of people were talking about like, oh, it's one of those, I don't know what the word is, but like when the Russians have some different sort of energy weapon where they can just fart lasers at the other side of the world. And right.
Like a Death Star? I hope it happens.
Yeah, more like, yeah. Yeah.
I remember one stage when fucking Trump was still president, there was, when he was bringing out Space Force, that he was going to spend like,
Space Force.
I don't know how much money on... like a fighter jet that would, you know, be able to operate in space. And I was like, as much as I hate Donald Trump, I was like, if I was president, that's the first thing I'd do.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you'd be stepping over the homeless.
Yeah,
and all, just
I'd
be like,
no, talk to me about X-Wings.
There's serious business to be done here.
Chat to me about things that go pew, 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 pew. Can't be done.
What the fuck did I, what was, I know there's that Obi-Wan Kenobi's or what was the, like, Mandalorian?
Mm-hmm. Have you watched that yet? You'd like it.
Aye, but I put it on and then it was like the guy's going across the desert on like a fucking rhino or something. And I was like, is this not space, bro?
Yeah, it's, I mean...
Get in the... Huh?
A bantha. It was a bantha, yeah.
It was a bantha, yeah. Many years ago.
General Bantha?
is that a bantha as in like it's been abandoned?
No, a bantha is a, it's like a big rhino. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were like, we call this abandoned area a Bantha.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know, like Avatar, he's like, this is Unobtainium, or whatever it's called.
This is fuck off-atorium.
You couldn't find it for love no money, Ariam.
This is, that's where I left that yum. And over here, we have the Praetus and Anthony yum.
You need a swift dose of pain in the holian. Do my tits in.
Over here, you can see an example of, if you look beyond the end of your nosium.
Blindus cantus.
Do you want to hear the rules that are on this stone?
100%.
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Maintain humanity under 50 mil. Is that 50 mil? No. 500 million.
500 million.
In perpetual balance with nature. You see, this is where people think it sounds a bit Satan-y, because it sounds a bit like, you know, Hitler said it.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe that's right. I don't know, but sure, there's plenty of room. You know what I mean?
There's loads.
Plenty of room.
Yeah.
They're firing buildings. Guide reproduction wisely. Improving fitness and diversity. That's a bit eugenics, that one.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Although improving diversity, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Just bang till we're beige.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying. Improving fitness and diversity. So yeah, do some squats.
No kid for Mick then?
Not you. You know, procreate. You have very scabby hands and a big fat belly.
You don't make what is it? 500 million. You don't make.
That's me trying to join the Nazis. Like, do you find yourself to be perfect, Mr. Bartlett? Oh, do you? Nothing wrong here. Just wild cow. I don't know that I feel the cow or anything. Because I'm perfect. And I'm obviously built like a fucking Das Rhinos. Das Bantha. You know what I mean? Und Bantha. Do you know what I'm saying?
Are you going to be able to cope with the uncomfortable boots? Will you have to squeeze your stinking squish hooves?
If you notice during your training, when you took the boot off, you turned it upside down and a packet of crisps fell out of it. Do you snack much when you're on parade, Mr. Bartlett?
A bag of crisps? Would you be able to handle that?
Oh, you've been smuggling food for the Jews, Mr. Bartlett. Oh, I was wild about it.
So I say, bad tick for you. No babies for the Bartlett, Mr. Big Scaby Titties.
How far can you march? Not very far, I don't think.
Not allowed. I can go to the end of the town and then tell us to go back, turn around and go back up. Because the Catholics.
I see we don't have to provide you with the gloves. You watch your own.
You drive an Audi, you're very German, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know why? Volkswagen dog spectacle. 100%.
Unite humanity with a living new language. So everyone just speaks the one language.
That's what the Kardashians are all about, isn't it? Oh my God. Imagine that's the one that caught on, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, just
aliens land.
Some guy coming out of a cave in Afghanistan. Oh my God, guys. I've been waiting for so long for you.
UFO lands, like fucking, we come in peace. Oh my God, you guys are like so blue. It's crazy.
Are those Yeezys?
Oh my God, how big is your dick? Let me see your cock. Oh my God. You've got like six nipples. It's crazy.
Do you know what I always think about? You know, like.
Diddies?
Yeah, diddies and snacks. But There was one episode of the Kardashians that Maureen had on, and I just caught the end of it, but it was like whatever celebration they were having. And I was just like, there's a table of baby daddies in the corner that are some of the most talented black young men alive, and they've just fucking Venus flytrapped every single one of them. Seeing my pee. And then
I've seen a thing there recently of
Kanye. Travis. Aye. The other Travis.
I've seen the thing with fucking, what do you call him, Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Is he this looking weird?
Oh, aye.
And it was it's something about fucking, you can tell who's in charge in a relationship when they take a photo, who leans in. And all the photos of Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, he's like, and she's just standing there.
Who's in charge?
Her.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
She's a fucking mogul.
Yeah.
And he's just some scabby wee well hung fucking.
Is he well hung too, is he?
Well, that's the myth, isn't it? Sure, he's, the term big dick energy was Ariana Grande said it about him. And then he did a stand up bit going, she's a fucking genius, because every fucking woman that I've been with after that is expecting me to be fucking hogged out. And they're always let down. And he's like, she's a fucking genius. And he goes, I'll tell you what it was. She has very small hands. He's like, she's very tiny with very small hands. Which is the best joke he has.
Aye.
But of course she's in control of the fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's just, she can do whatever she wants. Because what, she's worth billions, isn't she?
Mm. Yeah. Oh,
how does that happen? Like, just from having big ditties and being on a reality TV show, essentially? Like,
they've just, well, it's the ma, you know what I mean? The ma's the mastermind. Like, who would be cool with distributing, like, your daughter's sex tape?
Yeah.
Her. She's all good.
No.
Do you reckon she's a real firecracker between the sheets?
The ma?
The ma.
Oh, terrifying. Yeah. I reckon she comes out, like, just you lie down there, I'll be in 2 seconds. I'm just going to powder my nose and comes out full blown fucking metal strap on.
Yeah.
Whips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nicole's head.
I would say she's into that sort of. She's into
as
that.
As an OJ's wife, that was it. Yeah.
She pulls it over her own head.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. If the glove does fit, you're fucked.
It's going up your hole.
Yeah.
But yeah, I reckon she's into that. It would go one step further into like par and like, you know, the real satanic shit.
Yeah.
She'd just be like, wash yourself in blood and meet me next door.
Cleanse yourself,
darling. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And all the family are sitting around in a circle just watching her just...
Yeah.
Just fucking smash her pie in
with it. Speaks Klingon the whole way through.
Oh, I don't like it anymore.
Fucking fish hooking, you know?
Oh, please slap it. Yeah. Pete Davidson's bent over going, how did I get here? When did this happen?
Yeah. Live from New York.
Yeah.
It's up my shite.
It's Kanye in the corner. It's making beats. What a dinner I would go to.
Oh, 100%.
Fucking unbelievable. What's next? Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. So now say something that...
Yeah, what the fuck's that?
I don't know, just be sound. protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Reasonable.
Ah, sounds good. Sounds okay.
Shout out Roe v. Wade. By the way, there was a comment on the YouTube last week now where it says it's actually impressive how much they got wrong about that. I did preface it by going, welcome back to dudes saying things about stuff with no research. Our new section. Dudes say stuff much like this.
Very much like this.
I did read up on it now. Roe v. Wade, the old abortion thing. Read up on it.
Uh-huh.
It was a case in the 70s.
Yes.
Where someone was suing the state about their rights to an abortion.
Is it true that
this is how it worked. They got it to the point where...
I should know this though. I haven't even...
Basically, the three trimesters, you know, you have a right to privacy for like the first and the second. And then in the third, which would be 24 weeks,
aye,
which is like...
That's a baby.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
That's when the state could treat that fetus as a person and would step in, and you would have to abide by whatever the state said.
Right.
But they overturned that, which means they have say in it from the word go.
Fuck.
So I read up on it, and someone will probably still take issue with that.
Aye.
But there's only so many hours in the day, guys.
Because was there somebody told me something, and because it gets so fucking messy with shit like that with all this like left v right shit. I heard from somewhere the woman who was it Roe or Wade?
Roe, but it was a made up name.
Aye, because it was to protect the fucking. But she never had an abortion. It was she was actually someone told me that she became like a pro life campaigner.
Yeah, she did.
And it was just about the.
So it was the right?
Yeah.
The right to do it.
Which is, I mean, right? June.
Yeah. I mean, that is always the argument, is like, what's the fucking cutoff here?
There's been some
There's so many facts. Even the cutoff as a number, as like a finite number, still has many issues to talk about behind it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I've been laughing at just because I've full blown just fucking pulled like step way back from everything now and just like I'm not even getting involved. But I have been laughing at some of the sniping back and forward. But there was one thing where it was they'd organized the
snipers are killing them now.
Oh, well, that also is not very, very topical. But
oh, Jesus.
The taking digs at each other. One, I saw one meme and it was like, my body, my choice rally. But you had to be vaccinated to go to it. And there's anti-vaxxers like, so I've been laughing at that stuff. But it's fucking, America's fucked, man.
It's not admin for a protest, isn't it?
Yeah.
How
do you check it? Have you got your QR code?
Come on in there.
But that whole country is just fucking...
It's chaos. And like, I put a clip up the other day, said America was... And like, people were like, this is a low for you to make jokes about that. And you're like, that... Are you mental? Like, I'm slobbering at the state of the country. Not that over here is much better. It's a wee bit better. But like, you go to America. I've been a couple of times.
Right.
The fucking disparity between like,
oh, but it's all tits.
You're like, oh my God, look at that. That's fucking amazing. No, everyone's, there's like a wall where people are like getting selfies because it's like a famous bit of graffiti.
Yeah.
And then there's literally just, they're like stepping over mentally ill homeless people. And you're like, it's like Dawn of the Dead.
People taking photos at Ground Zero blows my mind. So last time I was in New York, I was there for a week and we were round the corner from Ground Zero and I would walk through it every day. I was quite for a dander. And every fucking day, we people taking selfies at a mass grave.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I mean, you know, if you witnessed it and you were of a certain age, it's kind of still like, it feels kind of raw. There's probably people born after that.
Yeah,
that are fucking out there like, taking selfies and they're like, oh, that was long before my time.
Yeah.
Like it was fucking 200 years
very
ago.
Very true. But it's the whole.
Have you been to that place? Have you been to that?
Zero?
Yeah. Is it eerie as fuck?
It's strange for the strange thing. So they've got they basically have two holes that are like the foundation of the building, and they're like sort of water fountain kind of things. But the names of everyone who died and these plaques around them. And the one thing that's really eerie about it is they'll put a flower in the name when it's that person's birthday.
Oh God!
And you're like fucking hell. And then beside that, there's some kind of like
I can't leave him here. Ground Zero. That's amazing.
But yeah, same thing. Like you'd be walking through New York and just the amount of people are just fucked. Rats everywhere.
Yeah.
Fucking rats.
Fucking dirty
you
rats.
Fucking rat.
But and their whole fucking political system's fucked. Like, wasn't there something about your woman Pelosi is like, they're all using insider knowledge to fucking...
For stocks and stuff
like that.
Yeah.
And then come
surprise,
like,
fucking surprise. Yeah. Sure, it happens everywhere.
I know it happens everywhere, but it's just the fucking, like, at least say you're doing it. Don't come out and be like, you need to tighten your belt.
But it's like, people are like, oh, I'm getting into politics. It's like, you're actually really getting into like high end business.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know the exact facts and stuff, but like, I'm sure Casey could tell you, but like, back when they were handing out like business loans for small, whatever it was to like help people out during pandemic and all, and then you're like, oh, it turns out fucking Jacob Rees-Mogg owns the company that does the fucking loans. You know what I mean? You're like, everyone's fucking got their hands up.
Rishi Sunak started the hedge fund that fucking paid for the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Hmm.
And was he chancellor at the time? Whatever position he was in, you're like, that's a lot of too close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of money being made there.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm doing good, but you know, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I get that cash in. I got the Palm Angels fucking sliders on like a gangster.
Fucking bananas, like, because he do his house up for the $2 million or something for a conservator, while everybody else is fucked. And you're like, where'd you get that?
I know there's some things are just like it's just obscene.
Yeah, there was Richard Herring. I think made a point one time where he was like, politicians should be paid. Bill Burr said the same thing. You should pay a politician fuck you money, so that all they do is be a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So they actually work for the public instead of giving them a decent wage, but enough to make them want loads more.
Yeah.
You know, pay them enough to keep them honest, like.
Mm-hmm. But sure, it happens. You see it a million times, like fucking, you know, people asking like Hillary Clinton, how much you get paid for this? And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
$5 million.
Well, yeah. Just for talking.
To go and there chat.
I seen the thing, Russell Brand. So, do you watch Russell Brand's videos in the morning? Russell Brand's has these 10-minute videos that are very fucking like.
Is it the trues or is it that one? Or
it was
something similar.
It was kind of like. It's the kind of shit that we were talking about Just Rabbit Numb, but with no fucking proof.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then he's like, here's the article, here's whatever. But there was the oh, what country was it? Was it Peru? The head of some fucking South American country, and his party's the actual like anti-corruption political party. That was his whole thing. And there's video footage of him on just on a fucking yacht with all these hookers.
Fucking right.
Like full blown Wolf of Wall Street, like. And I think it's like Pfizer or something. They're just being like, you okay with this? He's like, yes, very good, yes.
Yes, thank you. Did you see Andrew Schultz going off on one about Nancy Pelosi's tits?
Briefly.
He was just like, the heavies! Where's she been hiding those?
Yeah, I saw definitely a good set of orders on her. Like,
just what age is she? 82 or something? Is that what I just read there? I love Nancy Pelosi's huge boobs. Image fab. Yeah, but she's 82 years old, bro.
She looks good for 82.
I mean, she doesn't look bad for 62.
How old's Dolly Parton?
I saw a great
because I'm telling you right now,
I'd be parting them cheeks.
I'd be up on her Dolly mixture.
I saw a lovely clip where it was nice, but she obviously, maybe she owns this restaurant or owns this diner or she goes every morning or something. Mm-hmm. And like just this, you know, like two security guards walk over and open the door, and then she's flanked by two other ones, and she just walks tiny, like, and then she walks to the thing, hey baby, hey darling, like everyone in the that'd be great.
Aye, she seems fucking same class. Yeah,
Dolly.
Here, have you seen the Elvis movie?
No.
Unbelievable.
She's 76.
Absolutely. No problem, in a heartbeat. Her tits are only 14, like.
Pounds each. She's, she's great.
Double out of bed and stumble in the kitchen.
She'll be dropping bars in the set, no?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where Adele gets it from. You know, like, she'll do a wee number here, Jolene, and sing it, and then be like, I was, and then tell, like, some wee fucking anecdote, and everyone's laughing their head
off. I was actually watching the clip of her, which is at Glastonbury in, like, 2015 or something like that. And it's like, 200,000 people have all flocked down to see Dolly Parton, and she's murdering it.
Those legend spots are amazing.
Class.
Did you go see Lionel Richie the year we were there?
We couldn't get close enough to see. We listened to it behind a poke van.
We were fucking mad, and I needed a piss on the way to it.
Aye.
And then once I got in, I was just in this swarm of people, and I was like, I'm going to piss just in my pants, which you could do. It was so hot, you could have just pissed, it would have evaporated. But I told that story a million times with the guy. There's this big fucking, you know, he was about fucking 6'5", this big hippie dude. He's wearing like glittery like leggings and shit, and he had a blazer on with nothing under it, and he had big like shaggy hair and a beard and all, and he was dancing about like this, and he like put his hand through his hair and like shook it, you know, like this, and like the dust and debris that came off it that blew towards me, and that was, you know what I'm like, I was just like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
Oh, not long.
Hello. And I'm like choking his cunt out, you fucking dirty cunt. Everyone's having the time of their life.
Dancing on a street.
And I'm fucking smashing a bottle off the floor. Like, if he'd have fucking turned around and spat in my face, I'd have been less offended.
Just
like,
fucking shivering him.
What a feeling. I saw this meme, and it was like, when Americans think the UK isn't violent, and then it says meanwhile, this is some teenager outside a shop when you won't buy him a vape, and it was a clip from one of those shows where they used to, like, you know, remember they would like shoot a ballistic body, but it was just this guy testing out a knife, and it was like, when you don't buy a UK teenager a vape, and he's just going and he just stopped fucking this thing and cutting its hand and oh fuck,
I'll be honest with you, I'm out of breath. Thought we acted it earlier.
Take a 5 minute break.
I said my murdering day is over, Bush.
Oh god.
What else is in the Georgina Guidestone, whoever she is?
Oh yes, we'll finish that off, and then we'll get on to Boris Johnson. Balance personal rights and social duties. Is right, brar.
Alright. Satan.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do whatever you want, bro.
It's not one of the things about modern day Satanists, right? Like the cult or the movement of it. It's not like actual fucking satanic worship. It's just, it's sound, being sound.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, you know, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, and the gear's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to paint your house black.
100%.
You get buried at an angle.
Yeah.
For some reason.
You get to see those like girls with the big white tits. Doing the in the black with the big white.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
To them ones.
Yeah. The big vampire tits.
Big gothy ditties, yeah.
Gothy ditties. Yeah, that's the name of the podcast.
They look a bit sore.
Do you know what I mean? They look like they had a rope tied around them half an hour ago.
Yeah. Like when you take the top off, you can still see the marks in it.
Yeah. Who's Mark?
The guy who wrote the gospel. There's Matthew.
Mark Diablo.
Diablo. Lucifer.
personal rights. That makes sense. That's like, you know, absolutely. You know, fucking take coke all weekend and then pay your taxes on Monday.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Which is the story of your life.
Yeah. I actually paid too much tax because I just love coke.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My accountant was like, oh, we need to sort out a bit of VAT stuff with you. And I went, okay, no problem. And I was like, when do I pay something? He goes, I don't know, let us figure it out. And I'm like, that's worrying me.
Oh.
That's worrying me that he's going to turn around and be like,
I like not having that much money. I like having the amount of money I have, which is just, oh, that's just
you. But you don't have it.
That's it there.
You don't have it. That. You don't have
you never
it.
Do. What is it anyway?
It's floating about and you're always waiting on someone to tell you if you can. I literally said that to my accountant one day. It's like, how do I buy lunch today? And I'm being deadly serious because you're telling me all sorts of fucking, you're sending me up the wazoo here. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. I don't know what the fuck that means. That was like a typo.
It sounds a bit love thy God, doesn't it?
Prize, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. What, bruh? And the final one.
Ride by Bantha, Luke.
Be not a cunt. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. And they've put that twice.
Right.
So
leave room for dessert. I'm up for that.
Yeah. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for dessert. Leave room for nature.
Even better.
Yeah.
Say dessert twice. We're good.
Be not a dessert on the earth. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for dessert. Leave room for dessert.
Yeah. Leave room for dessert.
Little dirty.
That made me a damp.
You dirty slag. Boris Johnson got sacked or what? No, he didn't get sacked. Did he resign? He's the last.
This morning?
He's the guy.
He was the only one left.
He's the guy at the party who's fucking, you know, like smashed a load of glasses. Boked all down himself, pissed himself.
I can't believe everybody's leaving.
And everyone's like, bro, you gotta go. And then everyone at the party, they've turned the music off. And they're like, get the fuck out of this house. And he'd be like, okay.
What did I do?
I know.
Fuck shit.
I just thought I was having fun.
I was listening to the radio this morning on the way down. I think it's going to be interesting to see how much of a cunt he is when he's late, like when he's actually gone. Because he's going to be an interim caretaker prime minister until they've got a new leader.
Caretaker,
so he's not away yet.
Caretaker manager. He'd be on fucking I'm a Celebrity next week.
That's the thing as well.
He'd be all over the place.
He'd be worth so much more money.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, because he can do whatever he wants then.
Writing books, and he'll turn up in fucking GB News beside Artie Foster. Do you know what I mean? That was a belter. Do you?
Did it? Is there not
something? No, I think you're right. Sorry, it's these glasses. You know. Are you good?
Is that. It's all good.
You're right.
Let me see. It's all good.
Are you good? Boris. Yeah. So, yeah, one, he'd be worth a fortune. Two, who the fuck's going to take over? Because there isn't a single Tory. Like, he might be, although he's a cunt and a buffoon and a dick and stupid, he's still not pretty for Taylor Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yeah, like he's.
Do you know what I mean?
He's got a bit of the George Bushes about him, where it's like, you know, some of the most horrific shit happened.
Yeah.
While he was in charge, but then as soon as he retired, he's like, I'm over here painting pictures.
Yeah. So I don't even know there's any point having another election because, like, Keir Starmer's a fucking wet blanket too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard him on the radio the other day. He's so shite. When I heard his voice, I didn't know who it was.
Like, he doesn't even, he's so nondescript.
Yeah, I was like, that could be any of the Ballses.
Yeah.
Or any, do you know what I mean? Any posh Labour content. Like, I don't know who it is.
My name's Ed Balls.
Yeah.
Change it.
The Ballocks.
Ed Ballocks. My name's Ed Ballocks.
Fucking sweaty balls, so call me. But the, it's the whole fucking, again, that's another crowd of fucking corrupt. The amount of shit that he has been accused of and done over the last, how long has he been prime minister? 4 years? 3 years?
Three, maybe? Three and a bit.
So, like, you've got bait his fucking misses during an election, still won.
Who?
Boris Johnson. Do you remember the fucking...
Beat her up?
Did they phone the cops? They phoned the cops of the house because the neighbours were complaining about some sort of fucking frack car. And do you remember there was a thing, there's a photo of him in a checked shirt and her at a table in the countryside having a chat. A chat. And you're going, right, so apparently he was accused of beating his missus. Then she had a baby. And if you do the maths, he beat her when she was pregnant. Still won a fucking landslide election.
God damn.
Then what else comes in? Turns out he fucking left his wife whenever she had cancer to go to her. Had a fucking, was trying to get his now missus into some job when she was working under him. He was going to make her, was it foreign secretary or something? He was going to get some fucking serious money.
A cushy job.
Not to fucking mention dandering about fucking COVID hospitals and no mask on. All the fucking, all that shit that was happening. Being racist, fucking sexist. Then every cunt in his party breaking the rules leaving. Then he has parties in the fucking, in his own house and goes, I didn't know there was a fucking party. And still there?
And still can't fucking,
and to put it this way,
still can't buy a hairbrush.
Yeah, and here's the thing as well. See the cunts that fuck all the Tories that have walked away. They're not walking away because they don't fucking, they're walking away because they're like, he is now past the point of fucking, there's point of no return.
Yeah.
The only way we can save our own faces is to look like we disagree with him. When they didn't give a fuck the whole time that he was in charge, they were backing him up. Now they're all being like, well, I want to be leader now, so we'll all start fucking jumping ship here. So we can't do anything. Then they'll fight amongst themselves. Then you get some other fucking posh cunt in charge and nothing fucking changes.
But that's it.
Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
We're fucked.
I just have to always remember that Bill Hicks bit. We, you know, we're out here and we open that door and it's like...
Yeah.
Just chill, man.
Exactly.
Cunt. But it's just... I think it's that system that needs to go.
Yeah,
that, like,
it has
the private school, like, you know, getting the same, rub shoulders with the same cunts, you have all of the same dads, and you just have the fucking path
but there was,
cut out for you.
There was a thing that, and it's spooky too, there was, whenever Boris Johnson was doing, like, have I got news for you? When it, do you remember there was a point before he was fucking Prime Minister and he was Mayor of London, and he was a novelty act, like?
Oh yeah.
But he would turn up on all these wee different shows and be fucking about. It's kind of the same as when Trump, whenever he said if he ran for president, he would run Republican, because they'd fall for it.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson said something like, if I was Prime Minister, I would make so many fucking stupid gaffes and stupid mistakes that they wouldn't be paying attention to what I was actually doing.
It's all like wee false flags every
day.
Yeah. Like, flatten a kid at a rugby.
Flatten a kid at rugby, but that whole fucking running from the car to the hotel.
Sure, that whole thing, you know, does he not literally like mess up his hair backstage?
Yeah, before he goes on, like, yeah. There's so much, like fucking... Ziplining across the Thames with fucking the fact that he was the one that like was part of the fucking getting Brexit done thing was the £350 million a week on the side of a bus and then fucking walked away from it. Like, do you know what I mean? When Brexit went through, he went fuck that and walked, like, just fucking backed out and then came around the back and was like, I'll be Prime Minister here. He's a ball bag, but they're all cunts.
Dirty bastard.
I saw a thing, or I didn't say it, sorry, it was Andy McGibbon was telling me about it. Jeremy Corbyn has apparently done some interview where he has publicly stated that when he was running against Boris for Prime Minister, that MI5 and MI6 and the big sort of media moguls all just fucking were actively working to try and ruin his reputation because they couldn't have, because he's not part of that fucking boys club.
Yeah.
They were like, we can't, how the fuck do you...
He might actually be a man of the people.
Like, yeah. You think of, like, here's what gets me with Jeremy Corbyn. Being anti-Semitism was the thing that pulled him apart. I am yet to find out what he said or did that was anti-Semitic.
Yeah. Everyone hates Jews.
But that's the thing. It didn't even need a reason. The label of it was enough to get him fucking turfed out.
But that's it.
And you're going, what did he do, though? Because what did he do?
Because the vast majority of people are me, where you hear it and you don't read into it at all.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It was insane. And it was like the... What was the thing? It was one point, he keeps meeting with terrorists. Jeremy Corbyn would have meetings with people who were going to fucking... Because you're going to talk to terrorists at some point anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, the Queen shook Martin McGuinness's hand. They all did.
Yeah.
So, what was it?
Meeting with... yeah, exactly. There's photos of fucking... There's photos of everybody. You know what I mean? Like, Ghislaine Maxwell goes down for fucking 20 years, you know, for holding the camera. And there's no chat of, like, anyone else that was involved. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there's probably a photo of me and fucking Ghislaine Maxwell. She's been in rooms with everybody.
Yeah. And especially that time we went to that island as well. Like,
I know, but you know what I mean? For the vlog, bro.
Nah, you know what I mean?
You've seen Rathlin part two. We need to see Lil St. James, bro. Let fucking yeah.
I was actually already working there.
Just making a squeegee.
I just had to squeeze into the school uniform.
Would you be? Imagine you were just a chef.
You know, at Epstein's Island.
Yeah.
I know, just fucking.
Them boys are starving after all the riding we're doing. Yeah, I tell you
what, boy. They fairly love these fucking 15s. Well, under 15s I'm making. No marshmallows, not.
To blend them. I mean, like, fucking, it's a fairly obvious point to make, but, like, yeah, she gets 20 years. I think
well, she got 40-something, then it was reduced, wasn't it?
Whatever the fuck. But it does it matter?
Aye.
Is it, you know... I don't know. Is she really in jail? Is she really getting the jail time?
Another thing about that whole case, do you remember, and again, why the fuck wasn't this everywhere? The judge in the Ghislaine Maxwell case, remember her husband and son got killed? Not a conspiracy, it was on the news, like, but just very briefly, where a guy in a FedEx fucking van pulled up and shot into them at the front door.
God damn, there's always something.
And you're like, even if you weren't into fucking, like, the mad conspiracy tinfoil hat, what's going on in the background, that's just an amazing story. Do you know what I mean? That on its own should be fucking...
Where's that, like, Netflix documentary?
Yeah. They get fucking whacked. Pew,
pew. And then you fucking, you know, like, the girl that fucking, what's his, oh, what do you call that actor? God damn it. Shot your girl in the face on set.
Alec Baldwin?
Baldwin, yeah. She was making a fucking... Was she not making a documentary about...
There was talk about something. Yeah, like, I think there was talk about that.
He moved on swiftly.
Yeah. There's an awful lot of fucking...
He's like, oh, is she dead? What's in that catering truck today? Is it soup?
I have this weird thing now. I watched Team America recently, and, you know... Oh, fuck.
There's flies in here, no, bro.
I pulled my headphones out and my watch. Oh, no. I put my cat back in. I fucking big G-Shock, but you fucking never know what's going to happen. I mean,
ready for action, bro.
What was the fucking thing? See, like, Team America.
Yeah.
See, when the actors are in, balls, like, man. Sad, or is it bad? Back actors?
I'm
Fag.
Sorry.
It was called Fag. You've never seen Team America?
No, I'm going to.
You've never seen Team America?
Not yet.
You will fucking shit your pants, Team America.
I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll watch it.
You of all people would fucking love that movie. I swear to
me
God.
Me of all people.
I can't believe you've never seen that. I swear to God.
Okay, I'll watch it.
It'll blow your mind. But, so that came out in, what, 2005 or something like that, maybe? Around that time. But basically, there's the Film Actors Guild, right? So, and it's like Matt Damon, Alec Baldwin, George Clooney, all the sort of, like, political activist actors are in a group called the Film Actors Guild, or FAG, right?
Yeah.
And it's strange that when you go back and watch it now, you go, oh, these cunts keep turning up at really fucking strange moments. Like when there's a political unrest.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why was Angelina Jolie just downing about Ukraine? Mm-hmm. You're like, you're Tomb Raider, get back in the house. Do you know what I mean? And they're probably trying to buy a baby, which she's like.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's like a jumble sale for her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'd take a hungry one and a running one.
Throw in the boot.
No real point to that.
Demons and the fucking, you know.
But then you get into all that fucking weird.
He's like the shit, like, he's the environmental guy. McConaughey's the new gun guy.
Yeah. 100%.
Furious.
Gotta get rid of these rifles, Mr. President.
All right, all right, all rifle. even the AR-15s, you know what I mean? Are you giving military grade weapons to a fucking teenager?
It's nuts, man. Sure, but it's why they keep saying. The fact that they keep talking about AR-15s, you're going, there's way worse ones.
I'm sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have a cousin living in America who showed me the fucking table in his garage. That cunt could take on an entire army on his own.
Yeah. But that's what they love that.
And I like guns, but you don't need that many. Do you know what I mean?
We need a fucking fly gun in here.
Yeah, the amount of fucking... I'll get the cunt. The amount of guns that I've seen Americans have, you've only got two hands. Like,
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two guns is plenty.
Yeah.
Two guns is too many.
Yeah.
A gun?
You know what?
No problem.
Sometimes right. Choice is bad when there's someone in your actual house.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you wear? It'd be like having too many. You'd be like, is this one filled up or is this clean or can I use this?
What you want is a good katana.
Katana, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I have a small. It's like that episode of fucking Breaking Bad. just fucking the fly.
Fuck,
this is what happens when fucking, you know, smoke.
It's a big old country fly too. Like,
oh,
it's all sir.
Boot cut legs. Fuck's sake.
Denim wings.
That's the name of the podcast. Say goddamn denim wings, bitch. I'm trying to see if I've any. Someone said, "Are you aware of the Naked Martin on Twitter? Guy just does a lot of naked stuff."
No, oh, interesting. Does he have the langer out?
He does. He's multiplied himself many times.
Yours not a bad.
He's got a decent pace on him, but maybe you just get that old man. You know, your dick never gets small, never gets hard. It's got the hang on it. The guy's just naked all the time, bro. We can't show any of this, bro. I'll just.
I have a photo.
But what's he gonna do? What's he gonna do with the chocolate? What's he gonna do with the chocolate?
Wait.
What's he gonna do with the chocolate?
I don't know, Martin.
He's gonna put it up his arm.
Oh my Jesus Christ! Is there audio?
Huh?
Is there audio?
Yeah, I don't. Do you need audio? The fuck is going on here? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's melted, no.
Hold on. I'll go from the top. He takes a Yorkie.
A Yorkie?
Can I move this arm closer?
Yeah, you can move it wherever you want. Let's get a shot of Niall here. Look at that. Yorkie, clean up the hole.
It's not for girls. Those wee toes going on him. He's loving it.
I tell you, it went in with Nala. Oh, he broke a couple of nibbins off.
You want to impress me, do it with a Kit Kat.
He's going in after it. Oh, bro. What the fuck? This guy's about to shit out the lower half of a Yorkie.
Story of my life.
No, he did.
Oh, he had it. He fucking had it.
You're right, bro. Niall's having a fucking breakdown.
Yeah. Right, what else he doing?
I don't know. Maybe is that what's the football badge there? FFC. What's he gonna do now? He's dancing.
Oh, don't. Oh no.
Is it weird? Is it weird that the? Oh, what's gonna come
more
out of
our glass
here? Oh, he's just shitting. What's he gonna do now? He's shat in his hands and he's rubbing it on his body. And over his right. We've undone any decent chat we've had all day. He's shat in his hands. Do you know what's fucking sad, right? Bit of production value there. Oh, that's in reverse. Did you see that?
It's
a leak going up his asshole in reverse. Imagine you looked over your fucking garden fence and you were like, "You all right, Martin? You all right, lad? Need a hand?" Sorry, I'm just putting it. Oh, he's just having a wank. Okay. Now, what's upsetting is, I do have more followers. Thank God.
How many followers do you have?
Me?
Him?
Nearly 7,000.
To be honest, you should have more.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
For that level of depravity.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you were making any other sort of content, you're like, oh, I review restaurants or something. Like, where do we go today? He wakes up and he's like,
what can I put up my ass?
What's in the fridge there?
Mm.
I've got a leak.
There's a Yorkie there. I'm saving that for tea. I can eat it anyway. I'm a rotten bastard. Let me think now. Do you know what I'll do? I'll just have a quick wank.
Is it worse to pull it out of your own ass and eat it?
My own ass? Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, like,
I mean, my ass is so bad, I'll throw an entire toilet roll away after using one sheet just because it's tainted.
Really?
No, not really. I'm just trying to make it sound like my ass is a horrible place to be.
This is doing the rounds. No, I don't know whether it's nearly 60,000 likes. This is just a paint shop in fucking somewhere. Newton Ards. And the guys, if he puts a Yorkie up his hole here, I'm going to fucking...
You find any colour, I'll match it.
So this is Newton Ards. But it's doing it's almost went viral for its cuteness.
Hello, and welcome to Warden's Paint and Wallpaper Department. As you can see, we have a fantastic range of outdoor fence paints. So, never mind watching the paint dry. Come on down to Warden's. Summer sale, now on.
Bless him.
God bless him. But what I love...
Hello.
He's a man after my own heart because... that's a couple of seconds. It's 14 seconds long, and there's about 9 edits in it.
Aye.
He records how I record, which is like one word at a time.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, I'm not learning the lines. I'll just go, hello. And then you cut to, and welcome to the page.
I might go down and get myself some paint.
Can you see the cuts there now?
And welcome to Warden's Paint and Wallpaper Department.
There's one.
As you can see, we have a fantastic range of outdoor fence.
They had to make a cut between paint and wallpaper department. Aye. Paint and wallpaper department. Shout out to the editor.
Paints. So... Never mind watching the paint dry. Come on down to Warden's. Summer sale. Now on.
I'm sold.
Yeah. Let's go to Warden's.
I do need to paint a fence very soon.
Sawyer's have a similar TikTok. You know Sawyer's and
that. Oh, I. But yeah, it's great.
Similar sort of guys.
The guy will be like, today we're making our indigenous chicken. Come on down. We'll fucking make it. Put it in the pita bread there. A bit of fucking coleslaw on it.
20 quid.
20 quid. Oh, you want meat in it, do you? It's got to be more.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
You are stunning. Look at you tonight.
Thank you very much.
And what has you here at the awards this evening? What's your name?
I'm Olive.
I bought of?
Olive.
Your name is Olive?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love olives. I love olives.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
Right, so who are you here tonight with? Who is
We're with Touch of Space Salon.
Brilliant, brilliant. Are you in for the awards?
We are, yes.
Look at this, get up here. Do you know that you're going to be in for the final of the Best Dressed?
Oh God, I was in the Best Dressed as well.
So that's what we're here judging tonight. Look at this.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this. You want to give us a bit of a burn? Look at that, not even a taste of oil.
Real quick before I kill myself, what's this for?
This is the NI Fish and Chip Awards.
Makes sense.
Olive.
She definitely works at Chippy.
And they've got our mate Begley there. I mean, your man has his fucking work cut out for him there. We're here with this agency. We're doing social media for the event. Could you go around and talk to people who work in Chippies?
Aye.
And see how they feel? What's your name? Olive. What did he say there? What's your name?
It's amazing how she talks the same volume.
She's beautiful.
She talks the same volume. She's in the Chippy, yeah. Like constantly still hearing a fryer.
Yeah.
Like 10 of us.
10 of us. Mushy peas.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, son. What about you?
Thank you very much.
And what has you here at the awards this evening? What's your name?
I'm Olive.
I bought of?
I bought of?
What's your name? Olive. I Blavov. What's your name? Sarah? Sprah! What do you mean? What's your name? Sandra? Skanskbla? What sort of name's that? Olive, you fucking dev cunt. I love olives. Incredible. I didn't see my invite in the post.
I don't know. As a taste tester?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll fucking tell you. I mean, fish and chips, much of a match.
If they don't have that wee dude who goes around on TikTok, just go on to Chippies, trying Chippies at that.
I know. Isn't it funny, like, there'd be a specific type of person on TikTok that everybody kind of knows, but it's not that big.
Yeah.
But it's just, you keep getting shown it. And you're never going to follow it, but you will just see a guy. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. The dude with the beanie. Yeah, like, you know him? You know, yeah, yeah, but he's just like, but the price of diesel, the guy gets about.
Aye.
You know, he'd be like, I'm in Ballymoney, and then he'd be like, I'm in Newcastle, I'm in, you know, Tandragee.
Chips, good, very salty, very vinegary.
But it's hard, you know.
The salt and vinegar.
It's a bit like the Guinness Guru thing. How can you have such a range in something that doesn't really have a range?
Aye.
You know, your fucking sliced chicken supper looks exactly like
every other
the last one. Yeah. And he's like, oh, chips are fucking disgusting. Spitting them out of the car. Aye. I'm sure it's all right, bro.
Aye. It's a chip, really.
And they're all very specific prices. I'm in Ballymoney at the fucking gay chipper, and they've got
$4.59.
Yeah, it's fucking $12.76 for this. Bit overpriced. We'll see what it's
like. I think, is it Ballymoney? Everything's just $16.90. Enjoy the 12th.
My granny lives in Ballymoney.
Does she? Up right.
It's not a fun place to get to when you're from when you live here.
I don't ever think I've ever been in Ballymoney.
Not much to it, mate. We'll say that. Mm. We'll say that. How long have we talked for there now? 110. We're going to jump ship. We're going to move over to the Patreon after a couple of coffee breaks. Cheers for joining me for this part, Mick. We'll see you in part two.
No, next day.
We've been infested by flies. Have we anything else to push? Oh, yeah, the Edinburgh run. We're doing that.
Oh, why?
You're over for the wee... It's official, Mick.
Oh, it's official. It's happening.
We got the...
Next one, Tony. Were you flying over? You get the boat? You doing?
I need to have a chat about that.
Aye,
totally. Because my initial thought was to drive over and bring all the shit with, but storing the car for that period of time might be the issue.
Impossible.
So, well, we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. The run is from the 5th to the 14th. Mix on in the middle there for about 4 days or something. Accommodation sorted. It's all good. So get your tickets for that. Come see us. I'm also doing 3 solo shows after that. 15, 16, 17. 16, 17. Get all the tickets, man. Go on the link tree on the Instagram. That's it.
And if you're not in Edinburgh, I'm on tour in August. Shine.net. Accidental theatre. Sold out.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's it, guys. See you next week.
But cheerio.
Have a good 12th.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.